feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing.
Day 8. Bab Dada's elevated directions. Use your key to the treasure of knowledge. This is the Avyakta Murli of 27th March 1981. Why has Bab Dada specially come today? Today Bab Dada has specially come to have a heart-to-heart conversation with you children from abroad. Baba has come for heart-to-heart conversation. Baba has come to have an exchange with you. All the children have come from far away to Madhuban. Therefore, the father of Madhuban has come to give you children who have come here the special hospitality of a heart-to-heart conversation of knowledge.
Conversation of Gyan.
Ruhriyan. Today Bab Dada has specially come to listen to you children and hear whether any of you are experiencing any difficulty with anything. The meeting between you and the Father takes place easily, doesn't it? Since we easily meet one another and you easily receive the introduction, and since this path is very easy, there shouldn't be any difficulty, should there? It isn't difficult, but it is possible that some of you have made it difficult. Do you know the way to use your key to the treasure of knowledge that you have received from the Father whenever you want? When you know the right way to do something, you definitely achieve success. Vidhi and Siddhi. So the brides have been calling the bridegroom from very long time. And when the bridegroom comes, the joy knows no bound. The bride is often surrounded by her friends, and behind the curtain, that group of friends stand, and then one of the friends is asking the bride, "Is this your groom?" She says, "No, he's not my groom." Then the another one asks, "Is that one your groom?" She says, "No, this is not my groom." "Is that one who is standing there your groom?" The bride says, "No, that is not my bridegroom." And then somebody points to one person and asks her, "Is this one your groom?" She doesn't say anything. She just shies. She doesn't say anything. She is just silent or shy. So she shies. So when the actual bridegroom comes, words drop. when there is an internal joy, an internal happiness. So today Bab Dada has come. For what?
To have
heart-to-heart conversation. Today Bab Dada has come. For what?
To have exchange.
Today Bab Dada has come. And he's asking, what are your difficulties? What are your difficulties of spiritual life? No difficulties.
Baba says, yes, actually there shouldn't be any difficulty.
Because the milan, the union, the reunion with God is simple, easy. The path is easy. The knowledge is simple. The yoga is Raja Yoga, which is an easy yoga. So everything is simple, but still some of the children are experiencing difficulties. So now tell me, what are the difficulties of spiritual life, Kamlesh Bhai? What are the difficulties, practical difficulties of spiritual life? Practical difficulties, problems of spiritual life. You cannot say that there are no. Yeah, internal conflicts.
So internal conflicts. Okay, what else?
Practical difficulties of spiritual life. Inconsistency. Inconsistency in Amrit Vela, in Murli Churning, in yoga. Because there are so many challenges. So, sometimes difficult to have a routine and to remain punctual all the time. So definitely, some inconsistencies are there. Then, re-emergence of old habits, re-emergence of previous sanskars. This is the greatest difficulty of spiritual life. Emotional turmoil. This is known as emotional turmoil. Emotional disturbances. Spiritual life is not that easy. There is a lot of vicissitude, ups and downs. Emotional turmoil. So that is one of the difficulties. Then? Timing. Okay. So issues with time. What else? What are the practical difficulties of spiritual life? Laziness. Yes. Laziness and carelessness. One knows to remain. One knows that one has to remain attentive, vigilant all the time. And yet, laziness sneaks in. What else? Difficulties of spiritual life. Experiences. When one gets frustrated, one keeps very high aim and one is not able to reach that aim. One keeps the aim of a very good experience. But when one doesn't get, then one becomes frustrated. And one more thing, spiritual life is a lonely path. Is nobody is with you. Other thing is, spiritual life is an independent path. You cannot remain dependent on others for anything. If you remain dependent on anything, you develop an attachment. And every attachment is death in spiritual life. Another thing is, you have to remain witness all the time. A spiritual person is not supposed to react, to get angry, and to get agitated, to get peevish. No. You have to maintain that equilibrium, equipoise, mental stability all the time. So, you have to remain witness to whatever that is happening. And you have to tolerate. If somebody does something wrong to you, you cannot just retaliate. But, these are in the worldly sense. For a spiritual person, all this becomes very easy. All these things become very easy. He doesn't have to strive for all these things. These are rather the fruits of that spiritual bliss which he receives. So all these things should come automatically. But yet, we must accept that. These are the difficulties of spiritual life. What else? Practical difficulties. Yeah, first was that only, conflict. So two persons, two thoughts, two ideas, two notions, two sanskars, two words, two nature. There is a conflict. Two opinion, notions, ideas, two plans. There is a conflict. For one person, he feels this is the right path. Another person feels this is absolutely wrong. This is the right path. And in spirituality, every person thinks that I am right. I am following Baba Srimad, but he is not following Baba Srimad. And he should rectify himself and understand that what path he is taking is a wrong path. This is Manmat. In turn, the other person thinks that this person is wrong. He is not following Srimad. Whatever other person thinks of me, the same thing whatever I think of other person, the same thing that other person thinks about me. That person thinks that you are wrong. You need to rectify your path. This is not Srimad. You are following your Manmat. So this is the problem. If there are 10 intense effort makers, each one of them thinks that the other 9 are wrong. Each one thinks that the other 9 are wrong. And he also hopes and gives them sakash that one day they will come to the right path, which he is traveling upon. So, this is the... Yeah? And each one of them are listening to Murli, each one of them is doing Amrit Vela, and yet everyone thinks that the path I am traveling of intense effort, this is the only path. Somebody enjoys listening to classes. For other person, this classes and everything is absolute manmat. It should be totally and immediately renounced. It is, you are following, creating a path of bhakti. Yeah. But for this person, they have seen a significant improvement in their stage, in their sthiti, by churning knowledge, by understanding the depth of knowledge. They have got a new lease of life, and they have seen how their sthiti, the stage had got elevated. What they were doing earlier, what they are doing now. So they continue to follow this path. So every person feels that I am right. So what should be done? What should be done? Let everyone follow his own majesty. You can't do anything for this. The only way is witness. Be a witness here. Sakshi. You don't have to say. In yesterday's Murli Baba talked about renouncing four things. What was the fourth thing? Fourth thing to renounce. Sanskars of the body. So they are very tough. Baba talked about Zid Sid. They try to prove. Whenever you have to prove that I am right, there is some problem there. One is to just speak plainly and talk, okay, this is the truth. Another is to try to prove with force. That is Zid. And you try to become, you try to Sid to prove something. You cannot become Siddhi Swarup, embodiment of success, if you do that. So this is what Baba said. So this is a tough path. The spiritualists living together. And this is not for the first time this is happening. Down the ages, if you see, Buddhism was started. So there were so many sannyasis living together. They must also be having problem. Jain religion. So they must also be having problem. Christian religion. There is a group of people, internal circle of spiritualists. Everyone's sanskar is different because everyone is coming from different walk of life. So you cannot say that this problem is a new problem. This is the old problem. So this conflict of sanskaras is always there. And every head of the institute, of any spiritual institute, must be coming across such problems. Don't you think all the bhikshus of Buddha coming every now and then to him and saying that this is not right, this person is not following your directions. So there is a problem always. But then, this is the path of difficulties. One must accept that. These are the only difficulties. These are the only enemies. And these enemies are not outside. They are within us. For example, there goes a story. A man, a robber, very hefty. He once entered into one house, a palace. It was the dark, dark night. And he opened the door. And luckily on that day, the door was not locked. It was just latched. So he opened and sneaked inside. There was a pin drop silence. And he was hoping for a good loot. But the moment he opened the door, he saw a very hefty man standing in front of him with a gun in hand. And he thought he must be a watchman. And he was terrified. And there was no way out what he should do now. He himself had a gun. And he took the gun and shot that man who was standing in front of him, who was very fierce, ferocious in his looks. And the whole palace, there was voice of that gun. And also, a lot of pieces of glass fallen down in front of him. It was a mirror. It was a mirror. So the enemy is within us. The enemy is not outside. The enemy is not outside. It's somewhere within us. And what we do, try to kill people outside. The conflict is within our consciousness. It's not with people. The problem is not with them. So, spirituality is down the ages had this problem. But then, Baba has taught so many ways and means to tackle it. Also, spirituality is the path of balance. A slight imbalance trips you off the path. So spirituality is the path of balance. And there is a tendency of human mind. Human mind is like a pendulum. It goes towards the right and then goes towards left. When it goes towards the right, it is actually building pressure and momentum to come towards left. When it goes towards left, it is actually building a momentum to come towards right. So it fluctuates. The moment you hear something, you want to give up that. Absolute vairagya. Disinterest. But when you go in too much disinterest, then you develop a tendency to come into self-indulgence. So there is a tyag and then there is a bhog. Then there is a celibacy and then there is a lust. So this is the how it goes. The aim of spirituality is to make it steady, still, at one point. Whether it is food, whether it is sleep, relationships, you like somebody, you get attached to that person. And then one day you discover some negative thing about him. Then he becomes your greatest enemies. We cannot become enemies with strangers. Who are our biggest enemies? Those who were once biggest friends. So now everything is shifted from being friend to being a enemy. So this is how the human mind fluctuates. That's why the goal of spirituality is to stabilize it, to steady it at one point. This is what is to be done. So Baba is asking, this is the Avyakta Murli of 1981, 27th March. Do you have any difficulty? Baba has specially come to listen to you children and hear whether any one of you are experiencing any difficulties. What was the solution given in yesterday's Avyakta Murli? If you face any difficulties in the world? Talking with Madhuvan Sevadharis. If you face any difficulties in the outside world, what you should do? Come to Madhuvan. Yeah. Madhuvan trip. So when you face any difficulties, when you have any problem, what you have to do? Come to Madhuvan. So Madhuvan trip. A virtual Madhuvan trip. An online Madhuvan trip. An imaginary Madhuvan trip. A mental Madhuvan trip. So make a trip. Come. Empower yourself and go back. So this is the solution. Remember those days of Madhuban. Remember your spiritual achievements, attainments, what you have got from Baba. So today Baba especially come to listen to you children. Baba said everything is easy here. Meeting, receiving introduction, the path is easy. There shouldn't be any difficulty, yet there is a difficulty. But it is possible that some of you have made it difficult. So use this treasure of knowledge. You have this knowledge. Churn this knowledge. Go into the depth of this knowledge. Experiment on this knowledge. You know, in science there are experiments. In spirituality there is experience. So make experimental experiences. Experimental experiences. Yesterday also Baba gave an experiment for 15 days. What was that? Yeah, that was how things were tried. So you have to remain different experiments. So just as science, there are experiments. In science, there are laboratories. There are two test tubes. They put here and there and see what happens. In spirituality also, this is a spiritual lab. In spiritual lab also, you have to sit and experiment. Somebody insults me. Two methods. I insult him back. I don't say anything. Result. Disturbance within. Result. I am peaceful. Simple experiment. Keep on doing such experiments every day. How I reacted. Is there another better way of reacting to the same situation? That should be always a question to oneself. Review the situation. Analyze the situation. Introspect. Retrospect and see and find and cogitate and contemplate and find. Was there a better method of doing the same thing? I am insulted, but when I see somebody also was insulted, how the way he reacted? He was very calm, quiet, maintaining his composure. Is it possible for me also to do the same? So spirituality is a path of learning every moment. Doing new experiments all the time. So make your life into a spiritual laboratory where you sit and experiment all the time. So this is experimental experience. Experimental experience. This is what spirituality is all about. When you know the right way to do something, you definitely achieve success. Right way means vidhi. If you have vidhi, you achieve siddhi. So right way leads to right methodology, right method leads to success. Om Shanti.